I have a genetic back disease that causes the discs in my lower back to disintegrate, lose their fluid, which is their cushion, their shock absorption, I guess, if you will. And one of my discs is protruding into a nerve root, impinging on the nerve root canal. I also have an idiopathic neuropathic pain disorder in my legs and feet, perhaps inherited from my father, who suffers a pain disorder which affects one side of his body only. I'm one of four members of my immediate family who suffer disc disease. Two of my brothers have had extensive multiple surgeries in an attempt to correct their spinal maladies. Now, I can't say for sure, but for reasons that I'm not aware of or that I haven't discovered, I seem to have been dealt the worst blow in my family in terms of severity, longevity of pain, and completely diminished quality of life. One of the surgeons I met with was sorry to tell me that I will probably get worse and that hereditary spine disease is fairly rampant and that the science just isn't there. They all told me that I should have a terrible shooting leg pain, according to my MRI, and that the leg pain is what can possibly be repaired via surgery, not the back pain. But that's not what I have. That's not the symptoms I have, and they can't seem to agree on what or why. But here is the reality. In the beginning, it was a constant nagging, severe pain in my extreme low back, right above my buttocks. I could stand up no longer than about 15 minutes without it getting to the point where it was just unbearable. For the first 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, there was an overwhelming sense of anger and unfairness along with the pain. I couldn't figure out what I had done to deserve this constant agony. I was furious, and I just railed and screamed and was so, so, so very angry and confused. I was only 32 at this point and still had my entire life ahead of me and had two beautiful young children. The first few years, I was on OxyContin, and the struggles I had as a result of that are not something that I'm willing at this point to put in writing. Suffice to say, I ended up in the ER on two occasions suffering extreme opiate withdrawal. The roller coaster I was on for those 2 years were truly some of the darkest of my life. My parents had retired from their jobs, their careers, and gone on a mission to Chile, leaving me to navigate this world of pain and addiction really on my own. My own husband was fully in the dark during that phase of my life with pain. I was too strong and too fiercely independent to admit that I needed help. In 2010, I stepped off the OxyContin train, got with my current pain doctor, and together we decided on a better course of treatment, but one that still includes opiates. That topic, my tolerance, dependence, need to manage my pain in juxtaposition with my desire to be free of them, is a whole other thing. My fear of withdrawing while in this amount of pain is so staggering, so completely terrifying. I do not see myself effectively making it out the other side alive without resources that just don't exist and aren't available. I was hopeful when we started the new medicine. I thought, hey, this might be the ticket to a better quality of life, but actually it got a whole lot worse. The next 5 to 6 years, my pain became so severe and so encompassing, I can only try to describe what it's like. I can't fully or accurately detail the impact it's had on me or my loved ones. My affliction is an invisible one. I don't look sick. I don't appear disabled in any way. You would never look at me and be able to see the endless anguish inside. We as a culture don't see people with chronic pain in the media. It's just not a topic that's discussed widely. Yet 76 million people in the U.S. alone suffer some form of chronic pain. I remember when the movie Cake with Jennifer Aniston came out, I was beyond thrilled. Finally, a movie portraying a woman with chronic pain. And it is very crucial to make the distinction between pain and chronic pain. The far-reaching consequences and effects of the latter are just astounding and nearly immeasurable. I saw the movie and just felt deflated. It was a good film, and they did what they could with the time allotted and the context in which they were portraying her pain. They just didn't capture the ceaseless agony, the absolute hopelessness. All while you're trying with every cell in your body to find joy, to find a modicum of peace and contentedness so you can carry on and put on a face without tears for your children. I'll continue shortly.